And I got done, and I checked my phone, and there was a lady that said, "You don't know me, but I found a card of yours, and I called your number. I loved your voicemail, your message on your phone. I want to get together either Thursday or Friday to talk about the business."
That is fabulous. So now you're following up with her, and that's going to happen this week.
Yes, it is.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I love that story.
Oh, way to go. And clearly it was that uniform professional message that you were putting out to the world that landed with her when she was looking for something to improve her life. Lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you want to add something there? I could just feel it.
She wanted to. She said she just didn't want to go back to her J-O-B, so she wanted to start doing the home business. So that's why she called.
Awesome. Even better. We're going to help her get healthy at the same time. And what I should have done, too, at the beginning of the call is just introduce myself. I forgot to do so. Again, my name is Maura Lustig. I'm based in Peterborough, Ontario, and I'm your Wednesday trainer. So love to take one or two more shares if there's anyone else that we can tell us what's happening in their world with Isagenix.
Barbie Lee.
Barbie Lee, go for it.
Hi, good morning. So I was at the a high school yesterday. I do some volunteer work with the Red Cross. I do a fabulous program for youth. And at lunchtime, I was having a conversation with one of the teachers who, you know, asked me how did I retire from teaching, that I could do this. So we just had a quick little conversation. And I basically said, I just started looking at the quality of my life and decided that being a teacher wasn't going to get that for me, and I wanted more. And she goes, "What do you mean?" And I said, "So I started my own business." And she goes, "Oh, I started my own business too." I said, "Fantastic. What do you do?" "Oh, I'm a dog groomer part-time." And she kind of sighed. And then we had this conversation about what she loves about it. And she said, "Yeah, but I stay with teaching so that I can have benefits and retirement." And I said, "But it doesn't sound like you're very happy." "Well, I only got another 16 years to go." And I, like, my face just dropped, and like tears almost started to come, because that's what she thought was her only way out. And I handed her my card, and I said, "I'm here as a Red Cross representative, but if you want to talk to me at any other time," I said, "please give me a call," I said, "because there is such a better way." And on my card, I have it says Quality of Life Assurance Programs. And she goes, "Wow, I could really change the quality of my life." And she goes, "I'm going to call you." And even if she doesn't, I just was reminded why I left teaching.
Well, that's a wonderful story, Barbie Lee, and clearly you connected with her at the heart level, and you asked lots of questions, and she resonated with you. My only question is, will you be seeing her again?
No, not unless I get placed at that school again.
Okay, so the only other thing I will throw out to you is something we're not training on today, but is about always getting their contact info as well.
Yeah, it's inappropriate when I'm there as a volunteer as the Red Cross. I shouldn't even give her my card. It was inappropriate on that case, but because I was brought to tears, I had to. I thought, it's worth it at this point. Yeah.
Well, and so you raised her energy, too, by giving her the realization that there could be another way, and she may very well follow up with you. Lovely.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to get right into the heart of this call now, because it's according to my clock, it's 10:06, and we've got to get this party started. So far this week, with our theme of handling objections, what I want to point out is that handling objections and connecting are interwoven. They're inextricable. They go together. They're the two sides of the same coin. And I'm going to ask you to ask yourself this question. What if objections were simply buying signals? And I'm going to tell you a little story. As many of you know, I'm an artist. And in the past, when I was doing things like the Toronto Art Expo, where there would be over 100 vendors and different art booths and stuff, and people walking through, I would be there with my paintings up on the walls of my booth, and I would be, explaining to people what they were. And, millions of people would walk by, and many people, wouldn't necessarily stop. They'd sort of glance and keep going. But then there would be the people that would come into the booth. They would reach out. They would touch the paintings. They would be intrigued about them. They'd be standing back and kind of putting their hand on their chin and evaluating, and they'd be considering whether this is something, that they could picture in their home. And they're obviously, they like what my work looks like. And what I really loved was when people would finally ask me, "How much is this?" They wouldn't have said anything else first. They're simply going right to the default of, "Well, how much is this painting?" And what I learned was that this is a buying signal. it's not an objection, but it's really important on how we handle it. And I would then ask them about, rather than saying how much it is right away, I would ask them what it is they like about the painting. You know, like, thank you for asking how much it is. I'm honored that you would ask. And tell me, what is it about it that you love? And where in your house could you picture this painting going? And how does it make you feel when you're in the presence of work like this? And, you know, do your friends come to your home very much? Is this something you could imagine your friends kind of enjoying as well? So I'm asking them a lot of questions about the painting, and then finally, you know, we'll get around to price. But I love the price question because it shows me the person is interested, but they just didn't know how to come up with the first question, how to start the conversation with me, and they went to the easiest thing to ask. So with that, I'm going to move into the first thing, which is so key, is that the person did ask me, right? They're obviously at an art show. They're looking at art. They're looking for something that they want to have in their home or their office, right? Or as a gift for someone else. Coming over now to isogenics, how does this connect with what we do? Well, first of all, we're qualifying people for what we have. There's so many people out there that are suffering in silence, but not every one of them is someone that we can actually reach out, connect with, and help. We're looking for the people who want what we have. They have a sincere desire to improve their lives, whether they want to improve their health or they want to improve their financial situation or they're sick and tired of the daily grind. And they must be open-minded. And they're people who are ready to take action. So they're not just going around kicking tires. They're there. When you meet them and you're able to present something that you know could help them, that they're going to do something about it. I love the way Eric Worre, he talks about asking questions, and he talks about the 4 to 6 exposures that it takes for people, generally speaking, to make a decision. And, I mean, the only reason for an exposure is to set up the next exposure. Otherwise, you're putting too much pressure on yourself and on the prospect. Now, professionals understand this. We understand that our goal is education and understanding. It's not selling. And it's important to keep your sense of urgency, but at the same time have patience, understanding the other person's process. Our goal is to build rapport and ask questions, saying, like, tell me more. And people need to be heard and understood. So think back to when you decided to do isogenics. Think about the objections that sort of came up in your mind at the time. And, how long did it take you to make that decision to go forward, in spite of perhaps any misgivings you might initially have had? After all, this was something new to you. And so the 3 questions that we ask ourselves, that everyone asks themselves, you know, before starting isogenics, is, can I do this? Will this, nutritional cleansing program, will it work for me? Will network marketing, will this business model work for me? And the next question we ask ourselves is it worth it? Is it important enough for me to make a change right now? Because I'm, with nutritional cleansing, it's a lifestyle change. With the network marketing, it's a different business model from your traditional corporate. In other words, is it important enough for me to learn how to do this? And 3 is, do I have the time? In other words, how can I fit this into my life? How much work will it require for me to do this and do it well? And so that really comes into, well, what are the reasons that people decide to do things? What is the decision-making process? And, I mean, we all ask ourselves those questions, but then it's important for us as the professional to know that that's what's going on for them and to know also that over 80% of the decision is made on an emotional basis and maybe 20% is logic. So people buy because they're making an emotional decision. Well, that's driven by either fear, need, or want. So something's missing in their life. It's a pain point. Or because they want to have the pleasure of something or the prestige of something. So when you are speaking with people, make it an emotional benefit, not a focus on product. I mean, what are you providing them with? And talking again about fear versus safety, prestige versus something cheap, satisfaction, just, you know, good enough, versus absolute joy and amazing transformation, or increasing their self-worth and recognition. You want them to think, does it help me to feel better about myself, or does it help me to fit in better? Now, managing your state is critical. You have to be a rock, not a river. When you're listening to people, when you're asking them lots of questions about themselves, you're learning how to build rapport and to respond and not to react. So how can we become bulletproof? We have to know our products inside and out. We have to know how other people think and know yourself. Your belief must be, like, you know, over the top, over 100% in the products of Isagenics, in the company, knowing, like, the science behind it is solid, that we're actually different from every other company, that we're so special and unique in what John Anderson has put together, combined with his full-time team of 30 scientists, plus the alliances with doctors like Dr. Paul Anderson, Dr. Michael Colgan, Dr. Bill Andrews, and so on. The company, like knowing who the founders are, Jim and Kathy Coover, and knowing that this is a legacy company with Eric, and the wonderful management team that they've attracted from different companies who are well-versed in network marketing and only wanting to create the best. The compensation plan, the fact that Jim Coover is brilliant at designing compensation plans, and that they are on a mission to, you know, create more six- and seven-figure earners and become the largest health and wellness company in the world. And Kathy's training background, I mean, it really is. The model is true. If it's not right for the associate, it's not right for the company. And then understanding the industry, learning about network marketing, reading things like Eric Worre's GoPro, attending events, and timing. It's now o'clock. Know that timing has never been better. Well, when you are rock solid in your belief around those areas, well, you're untouchable. Now, that does not mean that you become arrogant. Yet, or if so, I'd love to hear it. Or are there any others out there? What other objections do you think you get?
Those are.
Who was that?
This is Mercy, and the ones you just listed are big ones.
Yes, they are. Mercy, you're a little bit faint. I can barely hear you. If you can speak louder, that'd be great.
Okay, I said those are the ones that are the main ones I get, are the pyramid. I like food and the cleansing. I can really come across the cleansing one now because I've become a big believer in it.
Uh-huh.
So that's not really an objection for me anymore. But those are some that my team is still getting.
Okay, so Mercy, you've just said something very important. I want everyone to notice what Mercy said was that the objection around cleansing is one she used to get but doesn't get anymore or rarely now because her belief is so strong. Mercy, thank you for saying that because that ties exactly in with what I was just explaining is that when your belief is rock solid in every aspect of Isagenics, then not only do you handle these objections much more easily, but they actually stop showing up because in the course of conversation, you tend to preempt them without even thinking about it. Isn't that incredible to know that we really do have control over how many objections we'll even get simply by who we become in the matter of learning about Isagenics fully by participating on calls, by attending events, by being a product of the product, by reading and learning all the time? That's how simple this is for each of us to become bulletproof. And when you're speaking with people, and again, bearing in mind, it's the open-minded people with a desire to improve. When they raise these objections, so these objections I'm assuming they are coming from someone who is genuinely interested in what you're sharing. They can see that you're a walking billboard, and basically they feel left out, and they want what you've got, okay? They can see how happy you are. So when that person says to you, I couldn't go without eating for 2 days, or I can't afford this, then we respond to them. We don't react to them. We do not take it personally, and we do not get offended. And one of the techniques, like there's a couple of techniques I'm going to give you. The first is a system called Feel, Felt, and Found. And I'm sure you've heard of that, but we're going to go over that today. And the other is to, in the course of the Feel, Felt, Found, is to bring people back to their emotional reasons, their pain. And, you know, kind of a little bit of a gap analysis, asking them on a question from 1 to 10, where are you at with that? I'll give you an example. Last night I was on the phone with a lady who had done Isagenics a couple of years ago. She had started but not continued with the program. And as Isagenics grows and builds momentum, I'm just curious. I mean, this is the third time this has happened for me where someone has, well, maybe it's the fourth time even, in just in the last year alone, where someone has had an experience of Isagenics in the past, and, you know, they might, you know, and obviously they stopped, so then it's like, rather than being, you know, stopped by that, even if they're a little bit down about it, I don't use that as a negative. I use that as a positive. So how many of you are also meeting people who have had an experience of Isagenics in the past? Or they've heard of it?
Yes.
And I'm sure there's more of you on the call. I'd love to hear a couple more voices say yes that have met people that have been exposed to Isagenics before.
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
yes,
wonderful.
We have.
Okay. Okay, and, you know, it, obviously if they loved every aspect of it, the time right for them, they would still be on the program just like we all are. But something, life got in the way for whatever reason. Or perhaps they just, timing wasn't right for them when they began. Or they just, they, you know, just a lot of things, just it didn't fall into place at the time. So when I meet someone like that, I immediately affirm, oh, so cool. I'm so glad to hear that you were you know, that you were exposed to Isagenics before. Obviously, you're not still on it. Now, tell me more about that and start asking the questions about what it is that, you know, that happened for them, asking them, well, do you think it was simply poor timing? Or perhaps there was coaching support and, you know, you weren't able to take advantage of it at the time. Or perhaps there wasn't coaching support. You know, what, and then I also ask, I want to understand their emotional reasons for why they decided to do it in the first place. And then that gets into their pain. And then I'm able to ask, so on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, like if their pain was that they wanted to lose weight or if they, you know, they wanted to have more energy, then I will ask them, on a scale of 1 to 10, how's your energy today? And how long has it been since you felt that way? And, you know, how's your weight? Have you kept it off? Or if not, are you ready to look at this now? And then I'll tie that in with, well, this it's something that literally changed my life. Are you open to learning how much Isagenics has possibly changed since you first looked at it? Or, for that matter, what you're going to find with me is you're going to do a system together with me. I'm going to coach you every step of the way, and I actually come with the box so that you will never be alone. You take the first step alone, but then we walk the rest of the way together. I help them see how different it's going to be working with me this time around from anything they've heard of, from a friend, or anything they've experienced themselves. And I, you know, the systems of Feel, Felt, and Found, where someone says, I couldn't go without eating for 2 days. If it's okay, I'll give that little example right now. What I might say to them is, you know, I certainly understand exactly how you feel. In fact, I felt the same way. I couldn't picture myself going for a couple of hours, let alone 2 full days without meals. But I can't believe how surprised I was, because that's actually not what happens here at all. Instead, what we're doing is simply resting the body from digesting heavy meals on a cleanse day, but we're flooding our body with nutrition and snacks all day long. And the best analogy I can give for that is that instead of putting logs on the fire, we're putting kindling on the fire all day long, and that fire is burning brightly, and we feel like a million bucks. Suffering is completely optional. I don't suffer. I feel incredible on a cleanse day. I've got more energy than ever. The bloating disappears. My eyes glow, and my skin glows, and my eyes sparkle. And I always feel so much better because of it. So, like, you see how you quickly redirect. You talk about their pain, about the bloating, and then you move forward into the surprise that you felt at discovering how different this was from, like you, what they what you initially thought it was going to be like. And another one is the people that say, you know, I don't want to sell anything, right? I don't want to have to talk to my friends or anything. Well, a way I respond to that is say, I know exactly what you mean. I want to emphasize, first of all, that we don't actually sell anything with Isagenics. I'm a consultant. I'm a problem solver. What I do is I educate, and people decide, and I support. And quite frankly, I didn't enroll my friends or family in the beginning at all. I didn't have a warm market, per se. I simply used the products, became a walking billboard, and people started noticing. And before I knew it, I couldn't shut up about it because I knew people deserved to know about this. And over the last 7 years, Jeff and I have enrolled almost 400 people, and as a result, they have shared. And these are people that we didn't know before, and they have shared with others. And as a result, we have thousands in our organization, many people whom I will never meet. And that's because I decided to do something for me and realized it was something that others deserve to know about. So that kind of handles the selling question. And Jeff and I were at the event in Ottawa on Saturday and listening to Drs. Paul and Renata Biondich, and they're such phenomenal speakers. And I love the way Renata handled the money question, because I've used it even just since Saturday with a couple of different prospects, and I was amazed at how my posture changed and how their response also changed as a result. And so that, you know, she's very clear about the value of a President's Pack, about why this is not too much money, how it is redirecting grocery dollars, how it is eliminating the health food store, and it's also drastically reducing or eliminating unhealthy cravings for food that we waste money on that actually degrades our health. So, you know, she says, you know, deliver to your door, taxes, shipping, everything included, that particular program is like $25 a day. Heck, you'd spend, you know, like $10 to $15 just on some fast food lunch. So, you know, she's really clear, and her posture is, you know, indisputable. And then, so she's got them thinking about that. And then she asks them, well, if it were free, would you be ready to get started? Now, that's a question I have never asked someone in the past, right at that stage of the conversation. But she does. When the person's, you know, they're struggling with how to get their head wrapped around, you know, paying, say, $700, because that's what it would cost them here in Canada, is around $700 with the exchange and everything. I mean, that's a big ticket item, right? So, you know, she's asking them to, you know, juggle what they would normally, you know, spend daily compared to, you know, this hit on the card all at once. I like to ask people, do they collect Aeroplan miles? And I explained I've flown to Europe 4 times now as a result of Isagenics. So she asks them the next question, which is, so if it were free, would you be ready to get started? Now, that will flush out whether it's really about the money at this point or not, because, well, there's actually two pieces to this. Let me go back a sec. So when I asked a lady last night if it were free, she immediately responded to me, well, I really just need to know how regimented this is. So the first question was like the person buying my painting. That was simply the only question they could come up with to start, you know, saying, okay, well, here's the things I've got to justify in my mind, even though I've decided emotionally I want to do this, right? So when she said regimented, I thought, ah, okay. So again, it's not about the money, but she needs to understand how simply this could fit into a hectic, busy life. And then I can go back to feel, felt, found right then and there. You know, I live a busy life too. I felt the same way you did. But what I discovered was this actually freed up my time, reduced my expenses, and completely changed the way I looked and felt about myself within the next 30 days. But let's say the person says, if it were free, would you be ready to get started? And they say, yes, of course. I'd love to get started if it's free. And then you say to them, well, okay, So if I show you how you could get your products for free, would you be ready to get started? Well, if they at that point instantly feel, okay, well, now you're asking me to sell this stuff, right? If that's what comes up for them, and they come back to you and say, well, no, I'm not interested in doing anything except just using the products, then you say immediately back to them, all right, I understand, because this is something that, you know, with integrity, you will use the products, get your result, and you will feel comfortable sharing with others. But what you're also telling me is that this is definitely not about the money, because you know these products work. You know they've helped thousands of people to transform their bodies and their lives. So if you're not willing to even consider sharing with others, then I'm going to just point out to you that it couldn't possibly be about the money. It's just something that you need to make a decision for you for a number of other reasons. May I help you with that? And I go back into more questions. I start asking more of the gap questions, like, remember, how long has it been since you felt like $1 million? How long has it been since you were able to spring into your shorts when the seasons changed? And it's a conversation, always having empathy. So, Kevin, I'm going to pause right there, and I would love some takeaways or some questions on this, guys. Give me some feedback. And if you're muted, please press star 6.
I really like, this is Mercy.
Hi, Mercy.
And I really like the idea that, I've never used that. If it were free, would you be ready to start today? And I can see that I'm going to probably be using that a lot in my future. Thank you very much for that.
It really helps to get down to the essence of what the true objection is. If you know that money is a buying signal, then you're going to position your answers very differently and tell them the stories that help them understand how different that is from what they thought it could be.
Hi, this is Deanna in Bountiful.
Okay, Deanna.
Hey, so I'm brand new, and I just started prospecting this week, and I haven't signed up anybody yet, but I'm sure that people are going to understand. But I got a really interesting comment the other day from a lady that I know is interested in changing things. She's joining one of my 5-week intensive programs that I do in health coaching. So I know she's interested. But her response to me was, I don't like protein drinks. I think they're all gross. And so I said, I used the feel, felt, found, and said, oh, I know, I am so picky too. And, you know, so I kind of tried to get the value and the yumminess of our proteins and stuff. Still talking to her, haven't made a breakthrough with her yet, but that was kind of an objection. I don't like proteins. They're all yucky. So I don't know how I can deal with that a little bit better, if you have some advice with that. Or,
well, my first thing I'm thinking about is the fact that she has signed up for your health program for the next 5 weeks, your coaching program.
Yes.
Okay. And is Isagenix something that you automatically include in the offer that comes with working with you as your health coach? Is it something that you strongly endorse and make a recommendation about as providing a solution?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So she's aware of all that. Yeah, perfect.
Yep.
Oh, this is good. Okay. So this is a girl who we're going to assume has a sincere desire to improve, and she's ready to do something about it now. So she's giving you, you know, her very real experience of using protein shakes in the past, and clearly she needs to be still educated. She needs to educate herself on why starting her day with this type of protein, this level of nutrition, is critical to transformation, that this is a very key piece. She really doesn't know what you don't. She doesn't know yet what you know. So I would be using materials and third-party validation as well for her. Susan Sly created a beautiful webinar. There's many things on the ISA product and on the Internet with, like, the doctor's story, or take her into isogenicshealth.net and maybe send her some of the articles on whey protein. And then come back into the emotions of why she's doing this and what if it turned out that the protein shake could really make that big a difference. Could she suck it up and try it for a couple of days and give her some samples?
Okay.
Yeah, does that
okay.
make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. I just, you know, thank you.
You're welcome. Who else?
Hey, Mara, can I throw something out real quick?
Sure.
Something I heard the other day that really struck home with me. regarding the flavor of our shakes. And that is, and obviously you got to know who you're talking to and know how you can make this sort of presentation, because you're gonna frame it in a way that it's gonna be received well. But the person knew me and he said, "Listen, Kev," he says, "did you like the taste of beer the very first time you had beer?"
Yeah, that's
and,
good,
you know,
Kevin.
You might be drinking your wine. Did you like the taste of Pinot Noir the very first time you had Pinot Noir? You know, and the obvious answer to most of those questions is no. It's an acquired taste. But when you realize that it's doing you a heck of a lot better than beer or Pinot Noir, it's worth the acquisition.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Kevin. I love that. And I'll actually add to that, because that's something that does come up in my conversations with new cleansers, too, is that, you know, in the beginning, if you find it chalky, I want you to make note of that, because by the end of the month, you won't find it chalky at all. Your taste buds are going to change dramatically as your body shifts into an alkaline state. That's one of the clues that this is working so dramatically in your body. And so, you know, most people, when they start the program, are both toxic and acidic, and their bodies are desperately in need of shifting over.
That is beautiful. Thank you. That is wonderful. I can use that.
Cool. It's 10:36. Kevin, what do you think? Take one more or sign off?
I think we better wrap her up, kiddo.
Okay. All right. Then guys, I'm sorry, but this was too much fun. I love objections, and I want you to all take that away today, is what if objections were always buying signals? As long as you have pre-qualified the person you are speaking to, then know that it's their way of helping you figure out how they can move forward. All right? So on that note, Kevin, are you able to say who our coach is tomorrow?
I'm pretty much sure that it's Lori Clark.
Awesome. Guys, you're going to love hearing from Lori again. So have a fantastic day, and I'm, thinking of you all and can't wait to hear Lori tomorrow morning. Bye-bye,
okay.
Everyone.